For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So we had Dan Orlovsky on yesterday there, Dustin, former NFL quarterback, yeah. ESPN NFL analyst. And we kind of didn't have time yesterday in yesterday's show because it was late enough in the show. We didn't get a proper chance to react to this. But we started this question about Amari Cooper. We asked him about Amari Cooper and, you know, the restructure and his long-term fit here. And Dan himself took it into different pastures.
I hope that Kevin and the heart of this offense remains that way. I think that's when it's at its best. You know, Coop is still one of the best chunk wide receivers in the league. You know, he can still win on one-on-ones, and obviously he can still be very good when it comes to routing guys up. But he's really started to develop into a high-level play-action pass chunk wide receiver. You saw that with Joe last year. And, you know, the really interesting thing with the offense and, again, attached to Deshaun is, you know, Kevin Stefanski's offense has, you know, that Gary Kubiak tree foundation. And they got away from that a little bit to the start of last year with Deshaun. It was less play action. It was less effective and a little bit more spread out. And that's what Deshaun has always been comfortable with. And then obviously the injury and Joe comes back and it's more. So I don't know who's going to win that conversation, because that's not Ken Dorsey's background. You know, one of my complaints last year with Ken in Buffalo, who I think is a really good football coach, was they didn't do enough of that. And when they did it, Josh was so good. And it was way too predictable schematically. There was way less and way too little pre-snap motion. And there was an element of you weren't ever gaining an advantage to the defense. And so hopefully he's learned from that and steps into a little bit more of doing things the way that they've done it in Cleveland under Kevin Ferger. A little bit of time now, but I still hope that this remains Kevin Stefanski's play-action pass, run-centric offense.
So there's a few things to glean from this. One, I understand what Dan is saying. I do, I feel like it come off as like anti-Kevin's offense. I think Kevin's offense is great when you have quarterbacks that fit the offense. And I'll be honest with you, like, the play action's great, but that's, I mean, most of Deshaun's time in Houston, not most, but he spent a lot more time in the shotgun in Houston, and the results speak for themselves. So when it comes to play action pass, it's a little hard to keep that in there if he's going to be half the time or 75% of the time out of the gun.
Yeah, I mean, unless you change some of your running game to be a little bit more out of the shotgun, you can run play action out of the gun. I mean, you can run power out of the gun. It just depends on, you know, what Stefanski wants to do with this offense. But there's ways to get into different looks but still run the same thing that you have in the past.
I do think I actually the biggest part that I agree with is movement. I think that's been, and I know we've all joked about it, moving the backup guard who's now playing fullback and then bringing him down the line, or motioning the third tight end. Like, I actually think that is the best head coaches right now are using motion and doing the things that Kevin Stefanski has done. I don't think that's exclusive to the Gary Kubiak offense, though. Like, I mean, I think there's a million different offenses out there, and the best ones tend to all be using motion. Like Mike McDaniel's offense, yeah, that used to be the Shanahan offense. He's kind of turned into his own monster. They use motion. Sean McVay uses it, obviously. Andy Reid uses it. That's an air raid offense, basically. So, like, that's not my big concern. I do think it's interesting, though, the questions about what happened in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
those are fair questions.
It seems like people go one or two ways on that.
Well, they ran him out of town, so everyone in Buffalo is going to talk bleep on Ken Dorsey.
You know what's interesting about that, though? I still think there are people who, because we've had, it was Ty Dunn, who basically said he thought Ken Dorsey was the fall guy for Sean McDermott last year. And so, like, when it comes to the style of offense, we assume, hey, that offensive coordinator was there. This is what the offense ran, so it was his offense. I don't know that we can assume that. Like, I think there are I think we always assume that if it's a defensive head coach, that the offensive coordinator becomes the de facto offensive head coaches. There are scenarios in which the head coach dictates the offense that you run.
I mean, if you, like Kyle Shanahan, like you said, I mean, that's a similar, well, that's a situation that I want.
Mm-hmm. In which way, though?
I mean, I want Stefanski to have his fingerprints all over the offense.
So I just think as long as you're using concepts that are similar to what you used in Houston, I don't really care who calls plays anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, like, you know, Deshaun was going on record saying things like a college offense, which we can get to here in a moment or two. But, like, I just look at this and I go, like, I will say, I'm not concerned about Ken Dorsey. Is it something I'm going to be watching? Yes. Yeah, I think we've put this all kind of nebulously on Deshaun. Ah, the offense, it's Deshaun or bust. But a huge part of this offseason has been spent trying to completely rebuild the offense to look less like the Kevin Stefanski, Gary Kubiak offense and more like a college offense or more like what was run in Houston. And so it's
Stefanski can do anything you ask him to do. He's a super, super smart guy who's proven to be a really good head coach. And he's not he's not dumb. Like, he's going to change things in whatever way he's got to make this thing work. And Ken Dorsey's not going to come in here and try to do the same old crap that he did in Buffalo that didn't work.
Yeah, like to get back to it, like, if Ken Dorsey was running things that weren't in the best interest of Josh Allen, then it's on Ken Dorsey. It also could have been on Sean McDermott. Here's another one. Because I know that this was a big accusation against Rob Chudzinski after he took over for Bruce Arians the year that he was the offensive coordinator in Indy, where he was I'm actually thinking Carolina. Sorry, wrong team. Rob spent 1 year in 2012 as the offensive coordinator at Carolina before he got the head coaching job in Cleveland in 2013. And if you talk to people in Carolina, they felt like Rob did what was best to get Rob a head coaching job and mm-hmm. not necessarily what was best to run that offense and to win the most games. It was more about the splash, the pizzazz, the chasing the trends that other teams were kind of throwing out there rather than are we building the best offense for Cam Newton. And you can wonder if that's maybe what was happening, whether it was dictated by Sean McDermott or whether that was Ken Dorsey trying to do things to catch the eye of NFL owners and NFL GMs. And so that's a valid concern. If we see that kind of stuff here, that is something I think we have to pay attention to.
What do you mean, trying to catch the eye of other people?
Yeah, I mean, if he's doing things, and we were just talking about movement, that's something that catches the eye of everybody because Kevin specifically has been lauded for his use of movement and his use of his creative use of big sets and stuff like that. But, like, those are the kind of things that catches the eye of opposing NFL, which is funny because I actually think more of a collegiate offense is the kind of thing that's going to catch everybody's eyes.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing now. And, like, what's wrong with trying to do things that your quarterback does well?
Well, I think the criticism in Buffalo was that Ken was doing those things at the expense of Josh Allen. Which just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense to me. The thing doesn't go. You don't get a head coaching job.
And Josh Allen is sort of a scapegoat.
Yeah, and I think Ken was too. And yeah. But I don't know if it's fair or not.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.